You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice. How
Morena.
Are ya?
I'm great. I'm straightened my hair this morning and I'm doing that thing where you walk around. You know when you get like your hair cut and you swish your hair?
Oh yeah.
I'm doing a bit of hair swishing this morning.
It's giving Barbie, you know?
Yeah.
I think everything's giving Barbie at the moment. I'm so ready to watch that movie.
I can't wait for the stage adaptation of that film.
Yes.
It's going to be so postmodern. It's going to be a stage adaptation of a film, which is a film of a concept of a
doll. I love it.
It's amazing.
I'm ready.
God, I love popular culture. anyway.
We're not here to talk about the Barbie movie. We are here to talk about theatre. Who have we got in the studio, Alice?
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, I'm very excited because I feel like this is a show, long time coming. I'm talking with Catherine Yates and Tessa Rao. We're talking about Dirty Work, which is Indian Ink Theatre Company's new work. It's a concept. We'll get to that in a moment. Last year, oh my gosh, it probably is even 2 years ago, we talked to Jacob Rajan, who came in. He's an absolute icon of the Oceania theatre world. He's an extremely gifted performer and writer, and he's been writing this with Justin Lewis, and these two are performing in it. Welcome to the show.
Morena.
Hello.
Morena.
So, Dirty Work, I said it's a concept. Would either of you care to elaborate, Catherine, about what is the concept of Dirty Work?
Our dear friend Jacob Rajan pitched this way of telling us how to say this.
Okay.
There are 24 actors on the stage.
Whoa. Okay.
And only 4 have read the script.
Oh, that's a very Jacob thing.
Sorry, I should have said actors, 24 people. So we have a rotating choir every night.
Oh, cool.
And they're coming in and they have rehearsed as a group the songs, but they have no idea where they're kind of interjected or what's going on. So it's a bit of a thrilling one.
Oh my God. I'm absolutely obsessed. So look, they obviously, you have been rehearsing this for weeks, and actually it did a development season last year. You to test that this concept had legs, and it does have legs. What is the frame in which you're telling the story? Like, what is the narrative? Tess, do you want to kind of fill that in?
Yeah, so it's set in an office. All the computers are gone, and the big bosses in India are not helping out. They're being very unhelpful, and the boss of our office is a little bit in trouble and kind of trying to figure out what to do.
Ooh.
And is not helped at all by his rather unhelpful assistant, played by me.
Love that.
And it's a really, it celebrates the unsung hero in the workplace of the cleaner, and who's played by Catherine. And it kind of just tips the modern workplace on its head. And I think talks about some really important hierarchical structures. Am I
saying
that
right?
It's very funny, but I think has a really, really good heart and a really important message.
Cool.
So Indian Ink's work, I mean, everyone will know Krishna's Dairy. There was Mrs. Krishna's Party. There's a lot. I mean, the company's been running for, I want to say, 30 years, and it's always been comedic work, and often with mask. Is there mask in this show?
A little bit.
I
wear a set of teeth. The iconic Indian Ink set of teeth. Although we were having the conversation rehearsal the other day about the mask and what that can be, it could also just be a piece of costume. I think, that's apparent for Tessa and Justin Rogers, who's the other actor with us, for their characters as well.
So Catherine, what's your back? I mean, I know you went to drama school at Unitech, you've been working, and you were a Raw finalist last year in and stand up. You also improvise. I know you work with Bull Rush and Snort, of course, and Heartthrobs, which is last year. If you went to Slay, you might have seen Catherine on there. So you've got this huge comedic, well, it's not even a comedic tool belt. I'd say it's like a performance tool belt. And is mask like another tool that you have that you use?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I apply it to all of my work, actually, or a lot of it in many ways. It's a huge foundation in the training that I had through Unitech. The progression of mask. We went through all the different masks, ended with the red nose.
The smallest mask of all.
I've got to I've got to ask. I get the gist of what a mask is, but in the context of like actually a canon of theatre, what is the kind of like I guess the ethos of it? What's it all about?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like if you go from the Greeks, like if we're talking really early, the notion of theatre, the exchange between an audience and a performer, there's definitely something important about mask, and the reason it holds, you know, for Greek, I would say at scale, you have thousands of people in a big outdoor theatre watching someone with a fixed expression, probably helps tell the story. But I think if you look at the journey of it, if you look at Commedia dell'arte, which is Italian comedic theatre, the Harlequin, which is the sad Pierrot, which is the sad clown as well. You know, there's definitely elements of mask or fixed face. And the recent craze is Tom Sainsbury's Snapchat guy who uses the Snapchat filter. Yeah. And I think if you think about the Snapchat filter as a kind of a mask.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it's a way for us to kind of really explore, I think, character. Tessa, for you, what is it like joining the Indian Ink family? Is this your first Indian Ink show?
It is. Yeah. It's the biggest honour. I was always such a fan of the whole company and what it represented. And honestly, hearing I'm half Indian, so even just before I knew anything about it, hearing a theatre company that had Indian in the title made me feel so proud and so represented within this country, not to mention the incredible work they've created. And so, yeah, to be able to come on and then also to come on in this character, there are actually quite a few similarities in her journey to mine, even though I'd like to think we're quite different people. And so, yeah, doing that and working with this cast and, you know, with Jacob and Justin, it's like it's really been such an honour. It's been so much fun. I feel like I've sort of refound my theatre roots again.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's been, yeah, just amazing.
I love that. And I think there is something, you've done screen, both of you have done screen as well, but there's something about returning to the theatre. I mean, this is a huge show for both of you. You're performing for 2.5 weeks in Auckland and then you're taking this show on the road.
Yes.
So what's the tour? Where are you going?
So we start in Auckland, we open on Friday, this coming Friday, and then we have a little break, and then we start in Nelson, then go to Christchurch, Wellington, and then Tauranga.
Oh, nice.
It's like a classic theatre tour.
Yeah.
We love a theatre tour. Catherine, have you toured much in New Zealand before?
No. Oh, when I went through Hagley Theatre Company years and years ago.
Oh my gosh, represent.
Iconic.
Yes.
And we did like a children's tour just around the city. So you could say I've done this before.
I mean, this is the thing. So you're going on tour. What are you looking forward to in terms of audience interaction? And shit, you don't take the choir with you.
No, we don't. So
is the choir different?
Every night. Yeah.
In every town as well, though.
Every town.
Oh, my goodness.
Before I was talking about concept tour, I said it's a concept because this fits into the kind of canon of concept touring shows, right? And the reason for this is not only is it amazing to experience something extremely theatrical and performative, getting 24 people on stage, but then it can tour and then you're engaging local communities, which is just bloody, it's so, the novelty, let alone the artistry, I think is definitely something to marvel at.
It's a good point, because with the development season last year, the choirs were buzzing afterwards.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We've got some people coming back again from last year, and there's a few repeating like choir members and things like that, but mostly, you know, it's fresh.
So actually, they're coming in as a kind of Greek chorus, are they, to sort of sing in the moments?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know what the moments are. They just have to sing when the conductor kind of lifts their armpits. Is that the idea?
Well, there's little cheeky cues, but we won't spoil the magic.
Oh, yeah. There is so much about this show I cannot... Oh.
No, they just sound amazing. I just wanted to say they sound like I heard them for the first time last week, because I've not done this before. And I was just sitting there, like, with my eyes closed, just listening, being like, no, I've got to focus, Tessa. I've got to focus because it was just so good.
Actually,
so good.
This is a good point, right? Like, people, going to the theatre is pretty novel, I'd say, like, for a lot of people. Maybe you might go to stand-up, you might go to a late-night show. But going to a show where there's, like, an adult choir, we're not talking, like, like the primary school kind of, like, singing, I don't know, kumbaya. This is, like, powerful singers. So all of this ticks a lot of boxes in terms of an experience.
Hard.
You definitely want to go see. So you guys are premiere Thursday, opening night Friday night. You're at Q Theatre at Rangatira, which is a nice big theatre. You run for the next 2 weeks?
Till the 2nd of July.
Oh my gosh.
The 2nd of July is in 2 weeks? I'm so in crisis over here.
I'm so confused. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I can't see it this week because I'm going to Melbourne.
Cool
Guy Alice is going to see some shows at Rising Festival, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to see this show.
This is very exciting. We'll put the ticket links in the podcast, as we always do. Thank you all for coming in. Alice, we will see you in about a week's time, in a little bit, and hear all about your Melbourne adventures. Yes. Thank you both so much for coming in as well. See you in the theatre.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.